It's Andy Parks and Fred Grandy live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And we're joined now by Chris Versace. He writes at the corner of Wall and Main here at the Washington Times. And I can't help but notice today's column is entitled Black Friday Burst Makes for a Green Holiday. Are you kidding? Finally some good news?
Well, Andy, come on. It always depends on what you mean by good news. I mean, if we're talking about people, you know, in search of deals, a lot of traffic over the Black Friday weekend, well, that's good news. You know, if we're talking about people having to go out and search for deals because their disposable income is tapped, well, that's not so much good news.
Mm-hmm. But can you tell that?
Well, you can, Fred. You know, this morning we've got the personal income and spending statistics for the month of October. And guess what? Personal income was flat, spending was down.
Uh-huh. So does that tell you that the shopping season for Christmas may be front-loaded, that most of it is going to take place probably on Black Friday or Cyber Monday, and the closer you get to the holidays, it may not be as robust?
Well, you know, we're just into it, so it's hard to tell. But my sense is that we saw very good activity over the Black Friday to Cyber Monday period.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a lot of websites issue special deals like today, Friday, Best Buy says, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, in your email. And we're seeing that from Amazon and some others. So I think the retailers are very aggressive. What we'll know one way or the other is those last 10 days before Christmas.
Yeah. And, you know, as a cyber crowd, this could be the last hurrah, if I understand correctly, because it could be you're going to have to pay tax on purchases.
Oh, that's right, especially, I believe, in California and some other states. Yeah, absolutely.
By the way, speaking of Cyber Monday and cyber purchasing in general, is that a net gain for the retail industry, or are they merely transferring dollars from what used to go into stores to online purchases?
Great question. And I think that there are companies who are net losers on Cyber Monday. And if I had to pick one company in particular that's a net winner, it's Amazon. But some of the data, too, from ComScore, IBM, and the like, are pointing out that, surprisingly, department stores are doing rather well this year with cyber sales. So that would be your Macy's, your JCPenney's, and the like. But mm-hmm. the one store that I think is very vulnerable, and Andy and I think you and I have talked about this before, is it's Best Buy.
Yeah.
Best Buy is, Fred, mm-hmm. the showroom for Amazon. You go in, you walk around, you see what's there, you pull out your smartphone, you use a program like Red Laser. Where online can I get a better TV
right.
price, so on and so forth.
You know, I would have to say, and I'm guilty of this myself, Chris, is I would say most of the large toy stores are the same way. I mean, if you walk into a Toys R Us or even a smaller boutique store and you see something you like, aren't you going to go home and shop it online first?
Oh, toy stores, books, CDs, DVDs, anything that's kind of like a packaged product where it's uniform,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. You know, the only time where I kind of draw the line is something that might get broken. Like, I wouldn't buy a lamp, say,
right.
you know, through that. But my wife, Cyber Monday, she ordered a Dyson vacuum cleaner Wednesday it showed up.
Really?
I'll be darned.
Well,
yeah. You guys, you know, you're into doing it the new way. I just like to go to the store, spend more than I have to, and then drag whatever it is out of the store
and
Andy, fight
right
to get it.
Right there. Let
yes.
me stop you right there.
Yeah.
Okay. I hate to carry things. I hate to carry a coat. I hate to carry a book. I hate it all. So anytime I don't have to do that,
yeah.
fine with me.
All right, let's head to the fiscal cliff, or maybe we won't head to the fiscal cliff. Concerns obviously still a problem for the economy. Lots of shaky folks out there. What's the latest?
Well, the latest is I believe the White House came out with a proposal where
yeah.
the highlights were $1.6 trillion in revenue.
I'm doing my Mitch McConnell impression.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You know, so $1.6 trillion, another $50 billion in stimulus and a couple other things. And it's my understanding, based on, you know, the press and everything else, that the Republicans have simply pushed away from the table going,
yeah.
you guys are on drugs.
Okay, so what does that mean, though, for the remainder of the shopping season, and what kind of concerns do we have going into 2013?
Well, I think it's two things. You know, one, people are sitting there going, you know, like I said, you guys have got to be crazy to put this on the table. But I think if you look at the stock market, just as a barometer, you notice the stock market is not selling off big on the news that these guys are so far apart. And I think what that reminds us is that this is the start of the negotiating process. And we'll see where we get over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I have to say, you know, a month in terms of fiscal cliff negotiations is a lifetime. It can go up and down like a volatile market until really New Year's Eve, I would think. And I wouldn't be surprised if it ends on New Year's Eve.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, I think even Warren Buffett was out earlier this week saying, hey, we'll get a deal, not before December 31st. But, you know, from my perspective, it's not so much getting the deal, but it's understanding what the deal is. And, you know, I've been talking about this quite a bit, writing about this quite a bit. You know, and we go back to when the government was shut down about 15, 16 months ago. You know, there was a deal put in place. Turned out it was kicked the can down the road, and the relief over the deal was replaced by, oh, here we go again.
Well, of course, your attitude is based on the fact that you're a private citizen. Allow me to weigh in on the lawmaker perspective.
Oh, here we go.
The longer you wait to reveal the deal, the less time you, private citizen, have to understand the deal, which works in my favor. You got that part?
Obamacare.
Right. Well, yes, I rest my case.
Cap and trade. The record, you know, I read a lot, but there's no way, you know, no way I'm going to read 1,000 pages in, what, like 12 hours?
No.
It's not going to happen.
No.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, you know more about it than Nancy Pelosi knows about.
Oh, sure. You know? They don't have to read these things. Yeah. They have staff that read them for them.
All right. One more thing I need to talk about. Job numbers for the week. What did you think?
The job numbers, you know, it's, you know, we're going to still see some impact by Hurricane Sandy. So until we get out a little bit, it's going to be a little bit of a, you know, a misnomer, I think. So I'm not swayed one way or the other by the numbers that we saw this weekend.
Speaking of jobs, and this is a moment of personal privilege, Chris, because my daughter works for Living Social, and you may know they had a huge cutback.
Yeah, I heard
yesterday.
There's some vacant real estate for businesses in Chinatown.
There is, but I'm just curious. That whole kind of daily deal industry, of course, Groupon, the parent of this entire movement, is going through some contractions as well.
Mm-hmm.
How badly do you think this organization gets hurt by a fiscal cliff plunge?
Well, you know, it kind of ties into my theory on what I call the cash-strapped consumer, Fred, is that, you know, people will trade down and, you know, not spend as much. You know, mm-hmm. They'll eat at home more. They won't eat out as much.
Right.
Because their dollars are tight. And there's, you know, anytime there's uncertainty out there, you know, the stock market's going to fall and the consumer is going to pull back. And that's really what the fiscal cliff is for the vast majority of people. More uncertainty about my job, about income, so on and so forth, tax profile. So I think that considering the vast majority of these daily, you know, deals are for restaurants and the like.
You're right.
I don't think that it's really going to help them at all. And more to the point, you know, I've done some surveys in the past amongst friends and family and things like that. And, you know, the vast majority of people I know don't take advantage of daily deals. So I've always been kind of skeptical of the whole business model.
Mm-hmm. All right, my friend, out of time for this week. We'll do it again next week. Appreciate you joining us. It's Chris Versailles. He writes The Corner of Wall and Main. If you need to get in touch, chrisversailles.com, V-E-R-S-A-C-E. Thank you, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Chris.
Have a great weekend, guys.
All right.
4:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks and Fred Grandy, live from the Washington Times.